on 91.9 CFM. It's Ellie and Taz's Generation Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT, Plaza Parade Maroochydore.
We're back for a second episode. My name's Taz. I do a radio show on the Sunshine Coast on 91.9 CFM with my mate Ellie. And at the moment, we're running a four-part podcast series. This is part two. We actually ran a competition a couple of weeks ago to find representatives of each generation for an eight-week challenge happening at BFT Maroochydore. For the Gen Zers, there's Tian.
I'm actually going to CMC next week, so ooh, I'm even booked in to the Ipswich BFT, so I can go, ooh, I can leave the festival to go there and come back.
Amazing.
So I don't miss my Friday and Saturday.
The millennial in the middle and a recent mum of two, Sarah.
I've just had a baby 4 months ago, so I'm actually a bit hormonal at the moment with all my hormones changing frequently.
And an absolute ray of sunshine, we love Trudy from Gen X.
At my age, you would think, well, I should be sitting back sipping a wine at 5 o'clock. And
every 2 weeks, we're catching up with these incredible women, chatting about how they're doing across the eight-week challenge and how we can inspire you to get off the couch and get involved with BFT Maroochydore.
Come on in, Saz. Yeah. Now, I have seen Sarah in particular, because she comes to my class, the 9:15. Mm. Have you missed a day yet, Sarah?
Not yet.
I don't plan to. Ooh. That is well you. Done. So that's 6 days good a week?
Or you... 6 days a week.
That is incredible.
That's what it takes.
T, well, how many days a week do you reckon you're going?
I'm going 6 days a week. The only week was week one where I missed 2 days.
Okay.
But I have, I'm actually going to CMC next week. So ooh, I'm even booked in to the Ipswich BFT. So I can go, ooh, I can leave the festival to go there and come back.
Amazing.
So I don't miss my Friday and Saturday. And then I'll be back Monday afternoon. So.
That is such great commitment. What about you, Trudes? You missed
show
the first
off
week.
Yeah. That's all I can say. I'll be doing 4 days.
That's amazing.
Yes, like, I think it is.
Especially because you were coming back from a fair stint on the sidelines, as they say in the, you know, sporting
yeah,
industry.
About 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's to go from nothing to four times a week.
And I am Gen X.
Leap. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, you know, you've got to have your rest. All right, so have we done midway scans yet? Is that?
No, I haven't. I'm doing mine on Saturday morning.
Okay, how are you feeling about it, Tian?
I'm scared but also interested to see, mm-hmm, just because I feel better. So I'm intrigued to hopefully see those changes on the scan.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm a bit nervous, but that's okay.
That was going to be my next question, is what changes firstly can you see, but can you, more importantly, can you feel after 4 weeks?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely feeling healthier, yep, stronger, yep, fitter. I can see changes on my body. I've just had a baby 4 months ago, so I'm actually a bit hormonal at the moment with all my hormones changing frequently.
Yeah.
So my body's going through changes with that as well.
Yeah.
So, but physically I can see things happening. Yeah.
Yeah, that must play a huge part as well, because, like, I get hormonal and, you know, mood swings and whatnot, and I don't have a baby to blame it on. I've just got being a woman to blame it on. So
currently my hair's falling out.
Is
so
it?
That's fun.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It's all over the gym floor.
Yeah, don't worry. Mine falls out on the gym floor as well. I said to Tani the other day, I was like, I'm so sorry about this. Like, yeah, it's molting everywhere.
I'm constantly picking up my hairs and putting them in the bin.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, so Trudy, when are you planning on doing your midway scans? Are you going to wait an extra week because you started a week later?
I'm not sure whether I should wait an extra week. I think I'll just probably Monday. I did it three weeks ago Monday, so I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what's happening.
How's your nutrition been going, Trudes?
Yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. I don't follow the plan.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's okay.
But
I
buy the ingredients.
It is a guideline.
You know, it's just a guideline.
Ideas.
Yeah. And I buy the ingredients and I've tried different things like cottage cheese. I didn't think I'd eat, but I'm eating
it.
Yeah. So it's really good. Yeah, I think I've felt better than I have in years, so it's good.
How good's that? And Tian, what about you with the meals? Because last time we spoke, you said you're a fussy eater and you were struggling at introducing some things into your diet.
Yeah, so I've been fairly good. If there isn't like a snack or a dinner that I particularly like, I'll just sub it out for one that I've had in the past few weeks that I have liked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really good. I've also may have used my cheat tokens here and there just to go out to dinner and stuff.
Yeah, so. Love that. You've got it. It's all everything in moderation,
yeah,
right?
You exactly.
can't go cold turkey for 8 weeks.
No. So I've been really craving sweets. Mm-hmm. Like just anything sweet, and I haven't had anything for 4 weeks. So I'm really craving it.
I tried some sugar-free lollies the other day.
I hope you didn't eat too many.
Well,
through you.
I was reading up on them as I was eating them. I was like, these can't be good for you. They taste too yummy. And literally so many others. I was like, oh, it's a podcast. I can say, you'll shit yourself if you have too many.
Why are blue and orange coming out of me?
Yeah.
So we're representing generations at Yarn. You got 20 seconds. Lazy Gen Zers out there. What's your message to them?
Just get out there and do it. I thought I'd struggle, but like having the, I guess, motivation to go every day, I'm like, yep, okay, got to do it, got to get there, got to go, and just do it.
Sarah, a millennial out there, maybe just had kids just like yourself.
Yeah, you know, so we've got all the mum bods and the dad bods out there at the moment.
Yeah.
So I guess just get back into the gym and get back into it, basically. Yeah, do what I do.
Yeah.
Love it. Trudy, any messages? You are super bubbly and a lovely, you know, you give off a lovely aura and willing to stand up and get started with this. But
I am.
Other people aren't as driven.
Yeah, I think at my age you would think, well, I should be sitting back sipping a wine at 5 o'clock. And
we're all at 18.
I'm not allowed anymore. So for those who are 60 plus, get out there. There's still a lot of living.
Yeah.
And in the gym, they're great. They have looked after me. I'm the old girl. I can't do that.
How did you go this morning? Because I heard you yesterday saying this morning was boxing. It was Tassie. It's called Beast Mode, right? So it's a boxing class. You got to get the gloves on. Sarah and I did it together last week. We bashed each other. You said you're a pacifist, you don't want to hit anyone.
I did.
You did hit someone?
I did.
Oh,
I did actually.
Yeah.
Now
I
got right into it and on the left hook and the right hook and the uppercut. No, I didn't. Oh. But I did. I did work with one of the other girls in there.
Yeah.
I've done it before and I didn't like that contact.
Yeah.
But this morning it was fine and the girls in there backed me up when I went, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So
Trudy's
4-0,
right? Don't let her frame,
I saw everyone coming out of the 7 o'clock class with black eyes. Was that you?
No, that might have been me.
Yeah,
Tim. These other girls, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just sit back. You went off.
I loved it. I love boxing. Dad's actually been coming with me.
Has he?
Yeah. So he entered this, the comp as well, but didn't get through. But he has been coming with me this week doing his 7-day free trial for class.
Amazing.
And, so we were paired up at boxing together. So had a bit of a boxing session with him.
Was that like years of pent up, you know?
Yeah, were you punching him a little harder than other people?
Maybe. But no, it's been good having him there to, I guess, sort of a little bit of support from home to, keep me moving through through the gym.
That's great.
Which has been good, yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we want to hear. People bringing their friends, people, you know, because if you've got someone to train with that you like and that, you know, you get along with and you want to bash apparently, then it does really help. All right, so where to from here? I mean, given you guys are already going 6 times a week, like that's max, right? And you're eating well. Is there anything that you're going to do in the next 4 weeks to really ram it home? Sarah, what do you think?
I'm going to hone in on the nutrition because chocolate has creeped back into my diet.
Oh. Coming into Easter.
Yeah, my partner loves the chocolate too, so.
Oh, yeah. And
stay off it.
What is it, 3 weeks till Easter? Oh, you'll still be doing the challenge at Easter.
It doesn't bother me. I don't eat chocolate.
You're not a chocolate girl.
No, but see, I'll have a glass of wine.
God. Yeah. So you haven't had any booze this whole time?
I've gone 5 weeks of actually gave up two weeks before the challenge started. So,
wow.
Yeah, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
What about you? I was going to say, what about you two youngies?
I don't really drink that much.
You don't drink? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, the end of challenge party is coming up on April 13th, ladies. So I'm going to be having a few drinks at it if anyone wants to join me.
Definitely will.
I'll probably only have to have one and I'll be.
Yeah, true. You know,
Granny will be asleep in the corner.
You can have Georgie.
Drooling.
Right. Well, any other words of advice to other people who might be listening now? They're already, you know, 4 weeks in like you. They may be struggling, but you guys are up on the pedestal at the moment representing a generations. Any words of advice on things you've found helpful to get through the last 4 weeks?
Support.
Support?
Yeah.
From the trainers, from your families?
From the trainers, I've let everyone at work know.
Yeah.
And they're great. They'll every morning, you know. Did you get to the gym this morning? Yes, I went to the gym.
Didn't your work give you a day off after your first day back at the
yes.
gym?
Yes.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, they did.
Stop you're just, it.
Yeah, yeah, that's my boss. She loves me.
Yeah.
I wish.
And were you sore that day? Did you use that day to rest? Oh, no, you came to the
no,
class.
I
that's
came
right.
to a
yeah.
class. Yeah, it was great. It was yeah. really good. And then I went home and slept.
Yeah. Fair enough.
As
fair
I do
enough.
A lot.
Sarah, what about you?
Yeah, I know everyone's busy, but mm-hmm. just make time and be consistent.
Yeah. And I suppose there's so many different classes you can go to as well. You can actually fit it in.
Even if it's 5 o'clock.
Even if it's 5 o'clock. Go. Yeah. Tian, what about you?
I'm the same. I'm pretty much just say, if you can get there, make the time.
Yeah.
All you got to do is make the time, whether you're getting up at 4 a.m., which, not for me, but 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., you know, just you got to make the time if you want to actually reach the goals that you've set.
Yeah.
And my goal now is to beat you on that leaderboard.
Game on.
Forks down.
Me too.
Fruity, Sarah, Tian, thank you so much for being a part of this. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Three of the most inspiring women on the sunny coast. Such a fun chat with them as well. We'll catch up again with them in another 2 weeks or so, see how they're going 6 weeks down out of the 8 weeks. If you want to get to know more about BFT Maroochydore, though, go and see the team there. Change your habits, change your body at BFT Plaza Parade Maroochydore.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz's Generation Transformation. Change your habits, change your body at BFT Plaza Parade Maroochydore.